What's happening, folks? Matt Richards here. Welcome to the Complete Marketer Podcast. Happy Friday. We're here, ready for another weekend. Hope everybody's had a great week. I hope everybody looked forward to a great, awesome weekend, whatever they've got planned. Today, I'm going to talk about running a business as a parent, because yesterday I did a mastermind call, and to be honest, on the mastermind, I think pretty much every single person on the mastermind, and pretty much every single person in the group is a parent, I think. You know, so most of them have kids, most of them have little ones, most of them trying to build something alongside. Quite often, you know, children under the age of 7, and you know, at the end of the day, with kids, you never quite know what's going to happen. If there's any parents listening to this, you could probably relate. If there's anybody listening to this who isn't a parent, then no doubt you have somebody in your team or somebody that you know who is that you may be able to pass this advice on to or share this podcast with. But even so, these concepts pretty much apply even if you're a parent or not a parent. But I just think they're extra important if you are a parent. Now, first and foremost, let's just get this out of the way. When you are building your business and when you are sort of building your business via social media, so you're on Facebook or Instagram or whatever you choose to use, just always remember that your kid might not always see what you're actually doing. And what I mean by that is, if I'm on my phone for like 3 or 4 hours a day and I'm kind of ignoring my kid or saying to them, you know, oh, I'll speak to you in a second. Yeah, I'll sort it out in a minute. Your kid doesn't realize that you're building the business for them. Your kid doesn't realize that if they're young, you know, of a younger age, they don't realize that you're building a business for them. They didn't realize what you're doing it for. They don't realize how important it is and how you're sort of doing it for the benefit of their future, anything like that. All they see is their mother or father, you know, ignoring them or, you know, potentially saying like my phone is more interesting than what you've got to say at the moment. So what I'd say first and foremost is always be aware, you know, if it feels like a child is kind of playing up or sort of trying to act up to get your attention, most of the time they are just looking for your attention. Most of the time they are just looking for you to sort of, you know, give them some attention in some form. Because if you think about it, when you're bringing up kids, like it's so often that you give them more attention than you would consider average for what they do. But what I mean by that is they eat a pea. So it's like, hey, well done. You've ate your first pea. Oh, that's awesome. And they do their first smile. You're like, oh, that's great. That's amazing. Everything in life is all about, with bringing up a kid, is all about attention and sort of being sort of being supportive and giving them pats on the back and saying it's awesome, it's great. And then all of a sudden, if that stops and it's kind of like you're on your phone for a while, they don't always understand what is going on. So that's my first tip, is to just think about it from your child's point of view. Think about it from your children's point of view, that you do need a good balance, or at the very least, if they're a certain age, like me, mine are 5 and 7, they're at a very good age now where I can sort of sit them down and say, listen, you know, this work is really important. It's for our future. It's for your future. If you guys can just give me a couple of hours just to get some work done, then we've got all afternoon to go to the park, do what we want, play, mess about, mess things up, play with Play-Doh, go wild, jump on a trampoline, you know, whatever you guys want to do. So as they get a bit older, you can obviously explain this a bit more, but in the younger ages, this will be a lot more difficult. So all we can actually do is be more aware of what we are actually doing. And I think that's a very important tip for people who are building a business alongside kids. Now, the other side, another tip I'd give you is always make sure that you have some sort of routine or schedule. You know, it's very important with kids and yourself to have some sort of routine in place. A lot of people, what they'll do is they'll wing it and pick up their phone whenever they get chance. Now, what that does is it creates a lot of unnecessary bad habits. You know, things like scrolling through the news feed, talking in chats that you don't really need to, get into arguments on groups, having discussions, talking rubbish, all that type of stuff that's not really building your business. I find people that just don't have plans and routines and just pick up the phone whenever, that's the type of stuff that they end up doing. That's the type of traps they end up falling up into. So one tip I'd definitely give is make sure that you always go onto social media with a plan. So if you're going to be picking up your phone in the next 5 minutes, go in with the intention, I'm going to send 10 messages and that's it. Or I'm going to put a post on my group and that's it. I'm going to get a podcast release today and that's it. I'm going to, you know, respond to a couple of messages and that's it. You know, don't go in with the idea of, I'll do a bit of work, because what happens is you'll end up scrolling, wasting time, doing stuff that is massively unproductive. And at the end of the day, if you're trying to build a business alongside kids, then every single second is valuable, because every single second on your business that you're spending is a second that you're not spending with your kid. So that's something to me that I take very seriously. So I don't do any messing about. I don't do any wasting time stuff. Yes, I have hobbies and yes, I have things I'm interested in, which is something I'll actually mention real soon. But initially, like, I don't waste time on social media anymore. I don't do scrolling. I don't do watching pointless crap, because that's time I could be spending with my kid. You could be having a conversation with your kid. You could be having fun with your kid, talking to your kid, playing with your kid, doing whatever it is. And that would be way more constructive than just arguing with strangers or watching pointless rubbish or scrolling through rubbish on the newsfeed, you know? So always going to social media with a plan of action. Third thing I'll say to you is don't forget to put yourself first from time to time as well. Ever since children are born, I think a lot of parents put the kids before themselves, and rightly so. You know, at the end of the day, the kids are the most valuable thing to them. However, what happens is you get so used to putting everybody else first, making sure that everybody else is okay, that you end up burnt out and feeling like crap yourself. You know, at the end of the day, you can't be the best mom you can be if you feel like shit. You can't be the best dad you can be if you feel like shit. So always take time as well at some time in the week just to do something for yourself. Like today, I'm going to get my rods out. I'm going to go fishing for a couple of hours. You know, my partner's going to take the kids over the park. And then we're going to come together, do some family stuff tonight. You know, maybe watch a movie, chill out, relax, and just have fun, enjoy ourselves. But like we both have that sort of time where you can go and chill out and do something for yourself. Because what happens is otherwise is you end up sort of keep putting other people first and you end up sort of not looking after yourself. Your attitude begins to sort of suck. Then you've got the pressure of business. Then you've got the pressure of kids. And before you know it, you're like a snappy mom or a snappy dad that's having to go with kids and getting frustrated and getting tired and getting angry, when a lot of that could be prevented if you just sort of looked after yourself a little bit more. And when I say look after yourself, I'm not talking like you have to be an absolute glammed up model and everything has to be perfect. But what I'm saying is do something for yourself. You know, if you feel great going and having your nails done, go and have your nails done. If you want to feel great going and having your hair done, go and get your hair done. If you are a guy who likes to go fishing, go fishing. If you need to go and watch a football match for a couple of hours, go and watch a football match for a couple of hours. Do something that sort of makes you feel good and makes you feel happy, because, you know, the happier you are, the better the parent you can be, the more understanding you can be, the more patient you can be. And last but not least, I would just say is don't be so hard on yourself. You know, at the end of the day, this is one of, having a kid is one of the toughest jobs in the world. Building a business is one of the toughest jobs in the world. You're taking a lot on, you know, there's a lot to be taken on. There's a lot of commitment, there's a lot of dedication, there's a lot of pressure, there's a lot of things that could go wrong, there's a lot of things that could go right. So try and enjoy the journey a little bit. Understand that it will be stressful at times, it will feel unbearable at times, it will feel uncomfortable at times, but you are doing something that is considered extraordinary, you know, because ordinary people don't build a business alongside their kids. Ordinary people sometimes don't even get anything additional on top alongside bring their kids up. You know, there's a lot of people that are full-time parents, and that's totally fine, because it is in itself, it's one of the hardest jobs in the world. I take my hats off to people that are at home with kids all day, because it's very hard work. You know, we homeschool both of our kids. It's difficult. It's hard. You know, it's difficult to stay on top all the time, especially with all this madness going on with the lockdown and stuff. So what I'd say as well is give yourself a break from time to time. It's not always going to be flawless, not always going to be perfect, but as long as you have a routine that you can try and stick to, even if you mess things up or miss things out, you can always go back to it and try again. And as long as you're aware of everything that is going on and aware of your kids' feelings and your own emotional feelings as well, then you can always improve things and get better. Guys, I hope you enjoyed today's podcast. Remember to download the Podbean app and follow this channel if you haven't done so already. And last but not least, feel free to click that share button. Share this in your teams, your chats, on your pages, so we can help as many people as we possibly can with this free service. Have a great day, guys. Take care, and I'll catch you all very soon in the next episode. Bye-bye.